The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 213, Operation Evasion.
Marco, verify the Putamix speed and direction.
Current speed is negligible. Slowing as she comes about. Relative bearing is closing in on our course. Liam's right. She's headed straight for us.
Captain Nate, we are not yet in a tactical situation. What are your orders?
All stop. Bring us up to one standard mile above the Potomac's current trajectory.
All stop. Climbing above the Potomac's current course.
Everyone strap in. Georgia, stop gravitational rotation. Switch to silent running. Full cloaking mode.
Stopping rotation. Stand by for silent running. All RF signals off. Switching to camera view only.
Zoom forward view to 300%.
300%.
Captain, we're one standard mile above the Potomac.
Level us with the Potomac.
We are aligned on the same plane.
Silent running activated.
It's very quiet and unnerving being inside a Big Ten can in the vacuum of space and dead silence.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it either.
I think I see it. Right at the bottom of the screen.
That's it, all right.
It seems to be approaching at a slow rate.
Do you want me to get a closure rate?
No. All radio or telemetry signals must remain off. Just watch the dot on the screen as it gets bigger.
Why do you think the Potomac turned?
Maybe they forgot the beer.
Well, that would be certainly cause enough to turn around.
Do you think I need to man the cupola? Just in case they fire on us?
I hate the thought of shooting at them with Gabby on board.
Look, I'd just disable the engines. I wouldn't shoot at the hull. We need to protect ourselves.
I agree. He can employ an EMP and disable the engines, and probably most of their onboard electronics.
Head to the cupola and stand by for orders. We want to avoid firing at all costs. Use the intercom only. Georgia, stand by for EMP charge on my command.
Standing by.
The rate of closure appears to be slowing down.
It's coming into view quite clearly now. It appears to be adrift. I don't think it sees us.
We'll know here shortly. Georgia, are you picking anything up from the Potomac?
Negative, Captain. It appears that the ship is also rigged for silent running.
What's his game plan?
I'm strapped in. I have eyes on the ship. It appears to be slowing. I don't see any navigation lights or interior lights. She must be shut down also.
We concur. We'll let you know if they energize their weapons. Be ready to take out their propulsion system.
As we say back home, I'm ready and loaded to cull the ruse.
It's practically below us now. I just wish we knew what they were up to.
They have to be looking for us. They had to know we'd follow them.
Captain Nate, I am picking up another Morse code message from Gabby. Stand by.
How did she know we were close enough? We're right at the edge of a transmission range.
Maybe she's in a position to monitor what's going on.
That's the only logical conclusion. She knows she has a very limited range.
We won't have to do any guessing in a few here. I'm sure she's relaying some important info.
Well, they appear to be executing a flat spin turn. I don't think they've detected our presence.
We agree. Georgia is receiving a coded message from Gabby.
Well, that certainly is odd that she knows she's close enough to transmit.
Continue to monitor us. Georgia is working on translating the message.
The message has been transcribed as follows. Here, guard radio. You are safe. These burrows are pretty stupid. Follow us.
Burrows?
That's all right. I know what you meant.
I'm up here laughing my own burrow off. Way to go, Gabby. It looks like they're departing now.
Liam, once they're close to one standard mile out, continue to follow at a comparable speed.
Aye, Captain.
As long as Gabby makes jokes like that, she's still in control. Hopefully she'll be able to keep us up to date on what they are doing.
As long as they don't pick up on her transmissions.
How are they going to do that?
Don't forget, they have Wi-Fi circuitry. We don't know what they're able to do with it.
That's true. Remember the barkeep said whoever picked it up transferred it to some sort of device.
I've been listening, guys. If Gabby's assessment of their intelligence is accurate, I doubt they have the capability to do anything with it.
Let's hope that's the case.
Resuming speed and tracking. Do you want to stay above them?
Stand by. Joffre, when Barnes and the Space Marines boarded the Potomac, they trailed it just below. What about dropping straight down on them?
That's not a bad idea. The Potomac had a dead spot directly below and above. I doubt they upgraded their exterior cameras.
As long as we maintain silent running, I think it's a good idea.
Liam, catch up to the Potomac and drop down to a half-standard mile and match their speed.
Roger that, Captain. It's piggyback time.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress.
Cleared for egress.
Welcome back, Tony. And Agent Hawk, it's good to see you again.
Thank you, Miss Pennypacker. It's good to be back.
It sounds like the two of you have had quite an adventure.
Well, that all depends on how you define adventure.
Let me just say, I haven't had this much adventure since chasing Ms. Wong in Stockholm.
Well, at least I hope you weren't kidnapped.
No. Thank goodness once was enough.
Same here. Johannesburg was enough for me.
The director is on a call right now, so if you'll follow me, I'll take you to a conference room he's set up.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Pennypacker.
Please, we went shopping together. Please call me Eve.
Eve? Really? I never really knew your first name. I thought it was Penny.
Maybe because we never went shopping together.
Penny? Pennypacker? You really thought that?
It was not out of the realm of possibility. I knew an Andrew Andrews once.
And I'm sure there is a Simon Simon somewhere.
I suppose people were just too lazy to say Pennypacker, so they just said Penny. It's like everyone called Field Marshal Montgomery Monty.
And Eisenhower Ike?
Here we go. If you just have a seat, the director will be with you momentarily.
Thank you, Eve.
Certainly, Tony.
I guess you're never too old to learn.
It seems so. Are you going to contact Mr. Holliday about your next assignment?
I want to wait to see what Director Cage has to say first. He spoke with Holliday and Pyramid.
I'm sure we'll know once the director gets here.
I hope he gets here soon. I need to get back to the apartment and just sleep.
I'm thinking of having a nice dinner with food that I can pronounce.
I'm with you on that one.
Tony, Kate, so good to have you back safe and sound.
Yes. Well, it was a bit touch and go, if you ask me.
Both of you were lucky to survive that drone attack. It's a good thing that the SBU uses armor-plated cars.
It also helped that the Russians weren't very competent at flying a drone.
I wanted to pass along that the Ukrainian government was very pleased with this joint multinational effort. Well done.
And we would be remiss if we didn't recognise Anton and the contributions he and his office made.
Not to mention taking care of us. Other than the drone attack, it was quite a success.
I'll be passing along our appreciation to Anton's superiors.
So, now that this latest chapter is closed, what's next for us?
A brief period of rest for both of you. We are developing your next assignment. The same goes for you, Agent Hawk. Both Holliday and Pierman want you to rest, given the fact that you have only recently returned to duty.
They're treating me like I'm some old feeble woman. I feel fine, and I think I proved myself on this mission and on the Hank and Louie case.
I have no doubt that you are up to par, Agent Hawk, but you did suffer a very serious head wound and reconstructive surgery.
So I look and sound differently. But I'm still the same Kate Hawk I was before the accident.
I don't think I'd classify being shot by a proton torpedo an accident. Nonetheless, you'll be back on the job soon, I assure you.
So, what now?
I'd say get something to eat, then a good night's rest. I'll see both of you here tomorrow morning. Say 9 a.m.?
Wow, letting us sleep in.
Enjoy it while you can.
Agent Hawk. Could I interest you in the finest salmon Wellington in all of London?
Well, since you probably don't have a crab and burgers here, I guess that'll do.
So, did you learn anything new from Thornton?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Korski has PCS orders for Fort Sam Houston.
What? Sam Houston? How can he have orders when he's under investigation for manslaughter?
Pappy and I agree that these orders are pending his exoneration of all charges.
How can your army be so confident that the charges will be dropped? Is your government in a habit of issuing orders for people under investigation?
No, it means he's got help from above.
I know you're not talking about God.
No, not that high up. Someone in his chain of command is hiding something.
So, you still think this goes beyond the accident?
The initial investigation was a sham. Evidence was swept under the rug or ignored. Witnesses were not followed up.
I'm convinced that it was a cover-up, but what are they covering up?
I've worked a lot with governments. Sure, it was on other planets, but you'd be surprised how other worlds have the same problems as you.
She's right. Even on Hanga, the lower class never really knew what the people in control were doing. There's something going on here that rises above the military.
Isn't Sam Houston used primarily for medical training?
It is, but what's more interesting to me is that it's about a 2-hour drive from Houston.
You don't think there is a link between Korski and Hank or Louie, do you?
I think right now that I'm the only common denominator. I was in Houston working as Hank's snitch, and Korski killed my parents.
I think that's just a coincidence, Scarlett.
Well, that makes me think, though. Poor Sam Houston's a big post. It's just 2 hours from Houston, where a mission to destroy at least 3 of the country's largest internet hubs was foiled. You also have 2 large Air Force bases located there. One of them trains new recruits.
I'm just going to throw this out there. As a Hongan, when we get a mission and it fails, a second Hongan is appointed to complete the task. We keep doing it until the mission is either completed or redirected to another target.
What are you saying, Sam?
It's totally within the realm of possibility that Rage is not done with Houston.
What I hear you saying, Sam, is that Rage is behind Korski.
Or Korski is Rage.
There's a lot of speculation going on here. We need to concentrate on what evidence we have and properly identify these 2 suspects and then tie them to Korski.
Hey, I think we're one step closer to that.
Yeah, what do you got?
Pearman ran the photo we got from the rental agency and there were no hits.
So how does that get us closer?
Well, there were no hits in the U.S. system or any international database. However, Sam, you might be right about them stopping for a burger before heading for the apartment to attack Thornton and Jim here.
No, don't tell me. They're my people.
Well, he got a positive hit with the Intergalactic Criminal Database. This guy is a known Hongan operative.
Apologies will be accepted by dinner invitations only. And Detective Garrett, I'll start with a steak and lobster buffet, preferably an all-you-can-eat one.
We'll talk about it later, Sam. So this guy really is an alien. Do we have anything on his partner?
Nothing yet, but as I understand it, you guys rarely work alone, right?
That's correct. For missions like this, we work in pairs. Since we know 2 people attacked Barnes here, we can assume that Korski is a local.
A local? Local what?
Well, that's just what Hongans call your kind.
Our kind? Oh, you mean human beings?
More like Earthlings. I consider myself a human being, but if they came to Titan, I'd be a local.
So, we have yet another set of Hongans to deal with. At least these last 2 sets were up on the local fashion.
Hey, I can't help it if we got bad intel from our handlers. I kinda like the zoot suits and fedoras.
Yeah, but you stuck out like a sore thumb.
Maybe. But I was a dashing sore thumb.
You do realize that this can complicate things. It's now moved from a domestic issue to an IDF issue.
Well, it just means we need to be more aware of who we're talking to and about what.
What are the particulars on this Hongan?
Well, he has a list of aliases, but there is nothing on his real name.
Well, that's not unusual. At the equivalent of your 8 Earth years, Hongan boys leave their parental units and begin training.
That sounds pretty harsh. Take a young boy away from his parents to train?
Not really. Your Greek culture took boys at the age of 7, and their training was brutal compared to ours. Besides, feeding a growing Hongan boy could bankrupt a family.
So all we really know is that he's a Hongan. I hate to admit this, Sam, but maybe you and Lenora can look at food places along the route between the airport and the apartment. See if there's any kind of surveillance footage.
Road trip!
No! No way. We wouldn't get a mile before midnight.
Sam, you and Lenora study the route. Sam, make your best guess as to where they might stop. I hate to sound corny, but use your gut instinct.
Oh, I could certainly do that.
That's what I'm afraid of. Come on, bottomless pit. We've got research to do.
Research, my favorite subject.
Somehow, I really feel sorry for Lenora.
Listen, if Lenora can deal with Lister, I wouldn't worry too much about her.
Let's hope they can get a photo of this Hongen's partner. In the meantime, what are we doing about Korski?
Yeah, Thornton's running backgrounds on his superiors and close co-workers. Maybe we can get a clue from them.
In the meantime, let's just keep digging into Korski's records. He may have made a mistake somewhere. If he did, we'll find it.
First officer to the con.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, you're not going to leave me here all alone, are you?
It would be my pleasure to do so.
What are you saying? I'm not good company?
You're loud and obnoxious company. And that's being kind. Perhaps I can leave some of my poisonous pets with you.
Are they any worse than you?
On second thought, I wouldn't do that to them.
Hey, who am I going to talk to if you leave?
Talk to yourself.
Well, at least it'll be an intelligent conversation. All right, Agent Barnes, let's see how this little program you uploaded works. Scan keypad for details. Well, I'll be. It's the same keypad as when I was assigned to this old bucket. Now for the real test. Scanning for key sequence. Got it. I think that's the same as when I was on board. All right. 7, 7, 3, 4. All right, all right, all right. We are off to see the wizard.
Captain Nate, I have detected movement from Gabby.
Can you tell where they're taking her?
She is in the ship's utility tunnel. She is alone.
Can you overlay her position on a schematic of the ship?
Of course. Monitor 1.
How did she get out of her cell?
Well, knowing her, she probably talked her way out.
She is using a program that Agent Barnes uploaded to her circuits. I assisted in fine-tuning it. She has accessed the door keypad and was able to enter the correct code to open.
I knew she was a droid.
Please stand by. I am notifying her that we have her on screen and will be able to monitor her movements.
Jomak, with all this activity, keep a close watch on their ship.
I've got the EMP at the ready.
Georgia, how is it that all this electronic activity hasn't alerted the crew?
The outgoing and incoming signals are scrambled. To any listening device, it will be just white noise.
I didn't realize Gabby was so well versed in this Morse code. It seems like it'd be difficult to learn. Or at least cumbersome when relaying long messages quickly.
Both outgoing and incoming transmissions are translated. Gabby merely needs to speak, and her program will encode it into Morse code, then scramble. When she receives a message from me, the process is reversed.
I'm concerned about her getting stuck in that access tunnel.
The tunnel is tall enough for her to walk or run.
I've been in those access tunnels many times on my ship. She'll have no problem getting around in there.
Georgia, are you going to guide her? Those tunnels can be quite confusing.
With infrared scanning, I can monitor the position of all personnel on the ship. I can give her directions back to her cell.
Very good. Can you make a determination yet as to her destination?
She is very close to the sick bay.
I hope she doesn't try to take it.
I don't think she will. What would she do with it? I think she's checking on the security measures in place.
Receiving message. Circuit is not being secured. Just in a tank with oxygen. Easy to remove. Guide me to the bridge.
You're right. She's just assessing the situation. Now why is she going to the bridge?
I'm up here listening to all of this. It's obvious to me she's gathering intel. She's established where Wi-Fi's circuit board is and now wants to find out what they plan to do with it. I've got to hand it to her. She's one gutsy Sheila.
Georgia, relay a message to Gabby for me as follows. This is Jaffra. Do not take any unnecessary actions. Abort your mission at the first sign of someone returning to your cell.
Her response was, "Yes, Dad." I do not understand her response. You are not her father.
It's her way of saying, stop treating me like a child.
I understand. I will add that to my knowledge base. I am directing her to the bridge.
If anyone leaves the bridge or if someone else moves towards the brig, let me know.
I understand.
I'm hoping Gabby can get close enough to the crew to pick up some intel on what they're planning to do.
If there is any way of doing that, she'll do it.
Oh, I don't doubt that one bit. Didn't you say she slipped into Death River on Titan 3 in the middle of the night?
I thought she was completely crazy to do it, but it worked.
Yeah, it's going to catch up with her one day.
Let's hope it's not today.
They just turned on their nav lights. They probably think they're not being followed.
Excellent. Perhaps they'll relax and let their guard down, which is good news for Gabby. I just hope she knows what she's doing.
How far to the bridge vent?
It is the next vent on the left.
Can you confirm that all bodies aboard are accounted for and pose no threat to me?
Confirmed. You are now approaching the bridge vent.
I've got it from here. Just keep me posted and relay to our crew that I'm in position.
I copy.
You are sure that the radar sweep is clear?
Radar is clear. We are not detecting any radio signals or electronic activity. Just random white noise, most likely from solar flares.
Excellent. Maintain course at speed.
Do you think the Latumus portal is stable enough for us?
It will have to be. I'm sure that those IDF bounty hunters have notified Boldebar that we are headed in their direction. Maintain your heading. What is the status of the female?
When I left her, she was chattering like a Glaza parrot.
Check the cell breaker.
The door is still closed. Excellency, what are we going to do with her? She's IDF. I'm sure someone will be coming after her.
Once we get to our base, secure our former leader's remains and transport them to our lab. Take the female with you. She is our insurance.
And once we are secure within our fortress?
We have been granted an excellent opportunity, because another circuit system has fallen right into our laps.
So, you plan to...
remove her brain.
Is this the fate of Gabby? Will the Mercury crew be able to save her? What will Agent Simon and Kate's next mission be? And will Garrett's team find any more new evidence? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Brain Teaser.